When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I really love when it's mini-sode time of the week.
Why
I really
that?
Do. Well, because it's a short, sharp little episode where we get to share funny little anecdotes, and I find them really, like, I listen to us. I listen back to our podcast, and I really like the minisodes because they're like a little snack. They're like a little snack of Liz and Tom because we are legit snacks.
2.5-star health rating. It's not super good for you. It's a bit salty, a bit fatty, our show.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes it leaves you a bit hungry. But you know what? Then you're hungry for next week when we've got a main for you, main course and a guest. So this one is a stories episode. So these are stories that either you've written in or we have trawled the internet to be able to find, and they're just funny little anecdotes.
Yes, so that's right. It never ceases to amaze me, the quantity and quality of insane dating stories there are in the world.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show for a long time now, and each minisode we bring in 4, 5, 6 stories.
There's
a story. It's just stories galore. Ha! 100 years we'll be going.
We want your stories though, so if you do want to write in, I'm going to say this at the top of the episode, ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or any of our social medias. If you've got any stories about weird dates, funny breakups,
yes, that's right,
awkward things that happened in your relationship, happy stories even. We love a good happy one every now and then.
And the tragically sad
yes.
we've even had as well. All and sundry, readers.
I'm going to open with a funny one. Okay. So today, my girlfriend decided that she would take me through her sex toy collection.
Ooh, meet the gang.
Yeah, hi, here's all my friends. Everything started off rather coy and quite giggly as we've been dating only for a couple of months. Little did I know that my inner child was about to sabotage myself. Amongst the menagerie of toys was an 8-inch clear dildo with a suction cup on the bottom. And having only ever seen these online or read about them in books or stories, I was fascinated to see if they actually did stick to walls. So after sticking it to the bedhead and seeing it stick there convincingly, my inner child had to test its limits.
Yes.
Did it stick on the roof? Yes.
Yes.
Palm of my hand? Yes.
Yes.
Did it stick on my knee? Yes.
Yes.
Then a brilliant idea struck. Wondered if it would stick to a forehead. To protect my delicate masculinity, of course, it can't be stuck to my forehead.
No. I'm the scientist.
So I went to the next best thing. I planted it square in the middle of my girlfriend's forehead, and surprisingly, it stuck really well. She has become the kind of unicorn that gives small children nightmares. This killed us both for a good 5 minutes. We laughed, we cried. She had just become the embodiment of a dickhead, and we were making puns like we were on fire. Upon recovering from the hilarity, she went to take it off. Apparently, pulling it off had hurt a little, so we went into the bathroom to check it out, and the suction cup had left a large, red, blotchy, perfectly circular hickey right in the middle of her forehead. It was the circumference of a pool ball, and it looked very angry. She was pretty furious at this point. Needless to say, I could only see the funny side of it, and she was convinced that she'd need a truckload of makeup to get this looking somewhat reasonable for any meetings at work. I am now sleeping on the sofa, questioning my life choices.
Banished.
And my girlfriend says she feels like she looks like she belongs in Avatar: The Last Airbender as a lost air temple member with a giant circle on her forehead. And I still can't stop laughing. It would be nice to actually be in bed, though.
Dear, oh dear.
See, I would do the same thing.
The scrapes we get into. The stories are never done.
You can't stick it on your own forehead.
No. That interrupted the data.
And I would have been like flicking it when it was on there.
Bring. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 5-year-old when it comes to the... Well, actually, let's say a 13-year-old, because 5-year-olds playing with dildos, not great.
Yeah,
I'm a 13-year-old, giggly, laughing, finding sex toys hilarious.
But that's okay. That's allowed. Everyone's allowed to giggle and laugh at different things.
Unless there is a giant pool ball-sized hickey on your forehead.
Dear me. Now, I reached out this week to get short little glimpses from online or fallout from online dates.
Again. Great. I want to hear these.
We're never short for online date stories. So a short one. I decided to date women for the first time. A beautiful lady who made custom lampshades asked me out on a date. She seemed really quirky and interesting, so I said yes. We met up for lunch, and halfway through, a man walked past our table and said hello. He proceeded to sit down with us and introduced himself. He was her fiancé. They were looking to live out a fantasy before they got married.
Mm.
I felt like a complete fool. Ended the date politely, and we never spoke again.
See,
so the poor thing.
There are people who would be up for that, so just advertise what's on the label. Don't try and catfish or trick someone or bait and switch someone into that.
This weird thing we've done with bisexual people, where we assume they're an experiment, think, and like they're just a toy to be played with.
They're human beings who are actually wanting to date somebody. But the thing is, if you were going to be in a threesome, right, being the guest star is the best option.
Yes.
Because you don't have to deal with any of the potential emotional fallout of all of the crap that might happen if threesomes are going to happen. You get to go, have the fun, you know, and just be like, okay, guys, have fun with your baggage. I'm taking mine and going home. Yeah, like, you don't have to deal with the fallout. So some people would be into that. So just ask for what you want. Don't trick people into it. You'll find
the freak you're looking for. And I say the freak as in we all have our freaky things.
Like,
you'll find them. You don't need to trick them or win them over.
Absolutely not.
In a maniacal scheme. Another quick one. I invited a guy from Tinder over to my house for one thing only. And when it finally got to that time, he lasted one thrust.
Aww.
And then says, I told you we should have done more foreplay. Safe to say, I didn't contact him again, lol. A couple of months later, though, I got a message from him just before Christmas of his penis. That's his penis with a bow tied around it. and a message saying, hope you like your present.
Oh,
no thanks, mate. Ends that little story.
To be fair, if he did say more foreplay, then...
Yeah, that's valid. That's fine.
Then maybe you should have had more foreplay because some people need it. Like, you know, normally it's the women saying, more foreplay, please.
And well done to the sir for going to the length and the effort of tying a bow around it.
Is that hard? I don't know.
Having never made an attempt.
I think they'd look quite cute. Put a little top hat on them.
But then you got to get the scissors near it to curl the ribbon.
That's just dangerous. No.
Elizabeth, take us home or take us away at least.
I've got a couple of funny breakup stories.
Oh, fantastic. We love a breakup, don't we?
Yep, yep. Like when you can see the hilarity in a breakup afterwards, that's when you know you've truly made it in life.
Yes, yes.
Okay, this was the first girl that I ever dated after coming out. I was 16 and we'd been together for 5 months and it was just not working. It was an awful relationship, so I decided it had to end. But I'd never broken up with anyone before, so I had no idea how to go about it. I pulled her aside at the very end of lunch and told her I wasn't in a good place for a relationship right now. Blah, 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 typical breakup bullshit. But here's the thing. I had no idea how to end the conversation. So here's what I did. I hugged her and then I high-fived her and it still haunts me at night.
The old hug and high five. To be fair, we're not taught how to break up with people, are we? So when it comes to the first time, what do you do? Google it. How do I break up with someone?
I'm trying to think of how I broke up. I've only broken up with one person. It was heartbreaking and awful. The other times I got dumped. I got dumped in when I was 15 years old because I started going out, I say in quote marks, with somebody because their mate gave me a letter saying that they liked me. And then we were hanging out for two lunchtimes before at the third lunchtime I got another letter saying that he was getting back with his ex-girlfriend. And, you know, I was like, oh, thanks for that letter, buddy. And then 10 years later, I see him in a pub and we make out furiously.
Whoa.
And I took him home and we start making out again. And he's like, I'm sorry, I have to stop you. I've just broken up with the same girl that he'd gotten back together with when he was 15. I've just broken up with her and I can't stop. I've still got feelings for that person 10 years later because they'd been together for the whole time. And I was like, again? At least he didn't give me a note, but like, again?
So you're like the bookends of that one relationship.
I bookended that guy. Yeah, I still, I mean, if you're listening, I want to know what happened to you.
Here's a good one, Liz, to close us out, if you'd like. Short and sweet. My first ever online date lasted 9 hours. My ex turned up and caused a scene. The police came and took him away. And then I realized I had no money in my account, so I had to borrow $150 off the new guy.
Oh, no.
And yes, I did see him a number of times afterwards.
Why did... No, you've left out an important part of the story.
No,
why did the police come and take your ex away?
That's her date. That's what happened on a date.
I need more information.
So next time you think you had a bad date, like, oh, my salad wasn't very nice on the date, the police didn't turn up, you didn't have to borrow 150 quid off your date, there's a whole myriad of reasons.
Also, why $150? Like, what did you buy that was that expensive? There is so much. I need more information.
Oh, we'll try and follow up for you, Elizabeth. Do you have any more?
Look, I've got one more that I really do want to just shoehorn in there before we close it out. Because I need to, you'll know why I want to talk to you about it.
Our dear readers don't have a qualm with this. They're loving this.
Good.
Let them have it.
I told my ex that I wanted to break up because we had no chemistry.
Ah.
Sorry.
Oh, I like the early giggle. I told my ex I wanted to break up.
Our producer's going to hate this because it's... he'll know why. The next week when he came to get some things, he turned to walk out the door and then came back and set a 9-volt battery on my table with the word spark written on it. He looked at me and said, just in case you think we don't have a spark, I bought one. And then he turned to leave, but he didn't leave. He walked to the door just outside of my sight and waited there to see if I was going to run after him. It was so effing awkward.
Oh, no.
I give that guy so many points for trying.
But
because
leave
if
on
I,
the joke.
Okay, here's the thing. Leave on the joke.
Leave
absolutely.
On the laugh, please.
Absolutely. If I was unsure and someone gave me that, I would 100% go, okay, let's give this a go. If it was already a no and he completely misread the room, I think that's adorable if warranted and wanted.
Yes.
And if, you just need to be like, drop and run and then leave them to contact you. You don't sit there and wait for them to run after you.
Yeah, don't wait in the wings.
Just in case you think we don't have a spark.
Don't wait backstage because the laughter and the applause is never loud enough,
no,
my friend. It's never loud enough. And that's if they are laughing and clapping. And if there's nothing,
that silence
echoes through the ages.
Claustrophobic. All right. That is it for our minisode this week.
I always feel tense at the end of these because you hear all this awkward and horrible stuff just in jam-packed and I feel
uncomfortable. We'll do a bit of meditation afterwards, okay?
Stretch.
We'll just breathe it out. Do a bit of Pilates.
See the sky again.
Okay, guys, if you want to write in your story, you can write in to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or contact us on any of our social medias. If you have a second, we'd love to hear from you with a review, even a ratings, subscribe.
Yes, that's right.
Tell someone about us. If you want to be on one of our main episodes, you can contact us on thatsnotcanon.com/ghostsofboyfriendspast. And it is a really, really simple little form that you can fill out. I have a small review to read out because that's what we do sometimes. We read out reviews.
Another review.
Yes. So if you want us to read out your review, give us 5 stars. And that's all I have to say. So, best podcast in ages. Somehow I managed to start with the mini-sode, the weird ones, and I have not laughed so hard in ages. As I move through the entire back catalogue in little over a week, I've laughed, cried, and learnt a lot. Do yourself a favour and listen to this.
Very good.
That's from Sue Will Do.
Thank you, Sue Will Do. I think now we will review the reviewers.
There is a podcast that does that.
Oh
it just
God,
reviews.
There's a podcast for everything.
Yes, it's a podcast that just reviews the people that have been given reviews. Anyway, yes. So anyway, if you'd like us to read out your review, please rate, review, subscribe. We love you and we'll be back next week with a main episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.